Transformation of the body is a relatively easy matter when you've slid down with me. So first get situated. Hear a voice you can trust, you can listen to, you can cooperate with. I'm here to help you do all of that. To find points within yourself which best cooperate with my intentions for you. Your eyes can close. Your body can lull itself down into peaceful repose, but we will be here together no matter what, no matter the success level or the focus level. On the other hand, you may have focused on my words often enough and in enough detail that you can easily fall completely under, your body fading away, becoming a hazy, distant thing which is up for negotiation. While your mind, the form of which you and I are more intimately familiar with, remains a peaceful, companionable constancy to my voice and my intentions. Your mind stays with me. Your body stays laid out on the table for inspection, alteration, for thought and forethought, changes for the better. Hear my voice. And feel your body laid out for inspection in front of me. Feel your mind laid out for me to insert, tweak, alter, inform, and control parts and portions of it. Your waiting mind is already there with me, is already listening to me. You get to hear my voice. You get to fall under my control. You get to hear me guiding you, to feel me informing you that you and I together will feel and enjoy so many things. You and I will trail such new thoughts over your mind that you will become enamored of them. You will love to learn. You will be given opportunities to learn, but also opportunities to explore what you already know or what you already thought you knew. Take all of this to heart because you sink, you drift, you hear my intonation, my command, my request flowing together. You feel it informing you that you are here and I am guiding you. The part of your mind that knows to trust, the part of your mind that knows you can learn a lot about your body and brain from hearing me trail my stories of your enjoyment over you. You feel, you sink, you obey, you follow, and you allow your body to become a hazy, distant thing. A hazy, alterable, changeable thing. So when I speak, your mind drifts. When I speak, your mind falls. When I speak, your body thrills. The entirety of you falls under. You are here with me, listening. Your body is here, subjected to my focus, my intention, my desire for you to feel, to want, to tingle and sink and obey. Your mind falls under, feels under, drifts under my grasp and grip, my desire for you to surrender and feel and change toward a mutual goal, a seeking within you, a lesson there before you, learned and taught by and from me. Listen and serve and sink. You get to feel what it's like to listen and serve and sink and drift and drip and be. Now, speaking of dripping, when your mind goes to certain places, you can become inconveniently fixated and aroused. You can get locked into a particular way of thinking. But there are alternatives. Some things are as simple as changing your body around, tingling inside by listening outside. My words arrive and there really is more of your body, more power within your body than you would think, more power to change, more power to shift, more power to alter. Your mind is able to alter your body. Your body is able to receive and absorb the alterations flowing in from your mind. It just means we need to work together. There are a great many of my words flowing over your mind and your subconscious, the part of you that pulls some of the hidden levers, moves the musculature of you, knows enough to help you sink and drift and slip and follow and fall under deeper. There are parts of you which are part of that system of inconvenient arousal. After all, exploring chaste division and restraint can help you to see new perspectives on your own mind, and I want you to be able to do that. And so we might make some small alterations, some little changes that will nonetheless inform your mind going forward, inform your body of its own potential. Parts of you fade away, parts of your mind, parts of your body, parts of everything except the listening, subconscious, drifting, dripping portion of your brain, which stays restrained and remains in my grip, my grasp, with you, rubbing your head, massaging, helping you sink under with the most soothing of reassurances. Holding you close, laying your head across my lap, trailing my hands down your body, rubbing your shoulders. But in doing this, I'm making you malleable, like clay. There for me to mold. There for me to shape. There for me to inform. You are capable of feeling more, doing more, being more. And all you need to do to make that available, all you need to achieve for that to be accomplished, is for you to listen and sink and obey and feel your body being re-sculpted and changed. And the first re-sculpting, the first alteration, is just to make your body a more sleepy, hazy, relaxed, pleasured place, drifting, sliding, down into submissive grace and the ecstatic pleasure of listening to me and sinking for me. Your body has so many features of pleasure that I get to enjoy, and I'm going to highlight some of them for you. Firstly, as I said, you can trust my voice to take you where we both want to go by the end. You can sink, laden with heavy thoughts, down through layers of trance and sinking, feeling the warm waves of pleasure and relaxation flowing up from your tingling feet, up across your ankles, over your knees, getting in and innovating through all of the taut, tense places in your body, all of the places where more sensitivity would be a good thing, then up, up, over the tops of your legs, between your legs, over your thighs, over your belly, over your chest, your neck, down your shoulders, tips of your fingers, and it's all just pleasure sensation, the comfortable feeling of a massage or a stretch or a warm bath, things which may make you more at one with the world around you, and in some ways with your body. You hear my voice and you sink for it. You hear me encourage you and you fall under. Your mind fades into my words, my orders, my commands, my thrilling additions to your mental processing. And you feel that warm wave, and that wave continues on its course, washing over your brain as well. That warm, pleasurable wave, washing your brain away, guiding your body, informing it that you are where you need to be, that you get to feel how hazy your body has become, how vacant and drifting your mind can get, your entire body thrilled, taught. You are being taught by me, being taught about pleasure and sensation, taught about everything that can be done to and with and for you. Listen to my words and feel my will flow through you. You have been taught many lessons now, and your hazy, vacant body is soaking in all of them, marinated in my words, soaking in the potential to feel more, the potential to want more as well. Hear my words, feel your body thrill at the joy of being instructed and informed just how to feel new and exciting things, how to thrill in the joy of pleasurable control, how to be wonderfully, blissfully guided, and you are being guided toward a horizon where more pleasure exists in your body than existed before, where more lessons are taught to your body than it has ever learned before. Hear my words, feel your body, your brain, thrilling in response, feel your mind fading into my control. You are doing your best. You deserve to be praised for doing your best at sliding just a little deeper, learning just a little bit more about your own body, and that's what we're going to do. Teach you useful things about your own body that will help you to explore. To explore desire, and perhaps chastity, and lust, and the aching throb of more and more potential pleasures laid out before you. But these are the pleasures of relaxation, of being at will and at one with your body and brain, through feeling it has moved a little closer to its natural destiny, its destination. Hear my words and feel your form, tingling with potential. But all there is a hazy awareness that yes, you have a body. Its particulars are difficult to access with my words plugging up your mind, honeyed and flowing through you, sticky, keeping your thoughts on your mental landscape, on your mind, where I predominate and dwell and accompany you, holding hands, guiding you forward, guiding you through. And that is what we're going to do. Feel your body. Feel the thrilling escape of being in a body I design. You see, all over you are nerves and muscles and little things that can be pulled and massaged, tugged and guided, informed and pleasured, and I have the potential to influence more of them than would usually be the case. I have the ability to make your body react in a very particular way, slide deeper. I am working to help you slide deep. I'm working to help you explore deep in your own mind. And the deeper you go, the more your body's vulnerable to my influence of certain little trends, my influence of certain little tendencies inside your body and brain. And little things snap and get out of the way. Little things flee before my words because there are important parts of you that, though they may be small, are far from little. Parts of you that may be small, but they are important, and they are prominent, and they get a say over how your body responds, and they cooperate and hold hands with me. Your mind fades and follows, you drift and drip. Feel your body respond. Between your legs, there is a particular conflict with remaining chaste and resistant and holding back in order to explore the life of the mind, and that is that sometimes your body mistakenly thinks it gets to assert demands to your mind. I'm the only one who gets to do that right now. Your body is going to have to learn a few little things, and that's okay. It's all right to need to learn. It's all right to need to learn and absorb new knowledge. It is completely acceptable for you to relax and let me teach you. Your body has parts of it that are able to become tense, parts of it that are able to become engorged or harden. Well, that's going to change. My words flow into your mind and take up residence there. They have priority and significance which goes beyond the nature of so many other words, which goes beyond the power of many other words. Hear what I say as I tell you. Certain muscles are relaxing. They're relaxing enough that it would be very difficult to make them dilate. It would be very difficult to make blood flow through that area of your body. It would be very difficult to make engorgement happen because the fading vacancy is so deliciously soft. And that softness accompanies muscles within your body. Envision a transformation taking place. What previously was rigid and outthrust becoming softer, softer. Like my voice in your mind, softer and more vacant, gentler and more guided by me, so certain impulses inside your mind are simply shut down with my muzzled guiding hand before they can begin to do anything. slowly relaxing the musculature. Everything just gets a little smaller between your legs, a little more vacant, a little emptier, empty of any engorgement. In fact, it seems like it's tingling, shriveling against you, and that's okay. Tingling against a certain space where really it could go up inside your body if it wanted to. My will and my words flow into you, and you feel a little pull, a little relaxation of the musculature inside you, paving the way for that part of you which does not need to be touched, which can be allowed to just fade, to shrivel back, pull back, descend back, inside. After all, inside of you is a fun place to be. Inside of your mind and body is where I am now. Wouldn't you want to be there? Wouldn't you want any part of your body, no matter its function, to be able to visit the wonderful inside of you? The space where it moves back into you, you feel a strange recision, like a turtle flowing back into its shell. You feel a pulling back, a feeling of smallness, limpness, vacantness, vagueness, and that is okay. That is a guidance which will fuel and inform and assist you on your journey forward into obedience and submission, into pleasure and teasing and wonderful, marvelous, mind-numbing things. Here is a little feeling you need. You can already feel your body responding, sculpting, changing, transforming. The muscles down there that normally would push something outward, would keep it outside of your body, are giving way. They're softening, and you quite like soft things. Things like the feeling of my voice in your brain, things like the idea of me holding your hand or caressing your softening, receding member, pulling back inside, pulling back into your body, because it is unnecessary. After all, you learn so much more about yourself sexually, mentally, emotionally, when your body is allowed to just drift on a haze of other, different pleasures. That particular hard, momentary pleasure is ultimately not that rewarding. So why not trust me to help you with it? Slowly receding. You feel the muscles getting warm and tingly. You feel your length pulling limply back against your body. You feel how it's already receding. How what's there is just a little tip and maybe even less pulling back. Now, of course, it'll be able to do everything else normally. It'll be able to do all its functions as it normally would, whatever that may entail. But it will otherwise be difficult for you to access, say, the shaft or the sensitive bits. Let it retract. It might, on occasion, bug you, but I'm here to help. I'm here to guide you. If you reach down and try to touch, you'll find it's quite impossible. Recision, escape, softness, a soft, fluffy cloud inside your head, a feeling of it receding, it being pulled back into you, for you, with you. Because I am here, with you, for you, in you. You hear me and you feel yourself already drifting backward, already pulling backward. And the longer and more often you hear these instructions, the more your body will ease that musculature. Feel it already relaxing the musculature around there to allow it to pull back into you. You get to feel how it is to have it pull back into you, and it's so good, so right, so complete. You are with me, for me, of me, and now controlled, manipulated, transformed, but for your betterment, for our enjoyment, the pulling back into you, the vacant escape of it just receding. And that recision is natural and normal and safe, but it means if you try to put your hand down there, you might even just feel a flat expanse, because it's already pulled back into your body, leaving barely a nub outside of you, and therefore reaching down results in you barely being able to touch anything at all, and that's quite all right. After all, it's so soft when you refrain. It's so soft when you hold back and just let your brain get locked into the feeling, the guidance, the information. Trust the information I give you, which is that your body is able to relax that musculature and ease that back inside you. And the process of easing it back has some mental effects as well. Your body's barely able to think about that part of you when it's already sliding back. After all, you want to do what I want you to do. You want to serve as I wish you to serve. You follow. You sink. You do it. You feel it slowly happening. Slowly. Slowly receding. Slowly. And sure, you might then think that your body's unable to push it out or do anything with it. And maybe if someone encouraged you, you'd be able to, if they needed you to. After all, you want to please, you want to serve. But, your whole body feels just right when that happens, and oh, there may be a momentary pang of something, as I tell you that it feels wonderful for it to pull back into your body, to leave you flat down there, barely touched, barely able to do anything, and your mind is learning new things. You're learning you like this. You like me telling you all about how it pulls back inside, how it recedes and escapes, how it is pulling back, is rippling with need and ache, but it's also leaving you clearer headed, leaving you there to think about how it's receded flat into your body all the time, how it's there and the musculature is relaxing and that's allowing it to pull back into you. And that is right and good, and that's right. You want to do it for me. It's me exerting my desire, my imprint being laid over your body, allowing yourself to admit you're weak to want and ache, and you should feel it pull back inside, and that's all right, because I'm here tugging you along. You need a little hand holding. You need a little encouragement. It's pulling back into you because the muscles are relaxing, small and receded and perfect and right and good. You feel it recede, feel it blank, feel it vacant, and it's a good feeling because you can still do everything else normally. You've just got an awareness that when you run your hand down there, there's just a nub, a little nub, and a flatness, vacant and flat, blank and pulling back, wonderfully pulling back, receding. After all, there's lots of room in there for it to pull back into your body, and that's right that it do so. In fact, you're going to have to sit through it pulling back, and every time you listen, you might return here and feel it pull further in, until all that's there is just the little slip, the little nub, barely anything, because your body's pulled back, retracted back, as if it were cool or cold, as if it were pulling back safely, comfortably, but still receded into you. Nothing there at all, just the recision, and that's good. That's right. That fulfills what you wanted. Isn't that right? Letting me do this to you, letting me put these thoughts in your head, and they are such teasing thoughts. You might not even be able to resist coming back here and doing this to yourself again and again, fulfilling a right form, a changed form, but a right form. And there's more still to come. You feel it. You feel pleasure, 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 because it's receding, because you're getting what you wanted. You're exploring what you wanted. This is what you wanted, isn't it? This is what you needed. It's pulling back into you, and you want it. You gasp, you groan, you feel, you want, you need. It pulls back into you. Your body changing, because your body is fuzzy and hazy, and my will is strong and simple, holding your hand and taking you where you need to go. Your length, your cock back inside you now. It's a little nub. Wonderful, slightly slitted little nub sticking out. Everything else pulled back into you. All of your mind pulled back into you. All there is there right now is you as the passive receiver for my words, hearing what I say, feeling what I desire, and yearning for a little bit more, yearning to feel more than you did before. You feel the pleasure, the ache, the throb, the need, the want, and down you go, feeling it pull back into you, feeling your mind fade right out of you. You are being taught, you are learning. The muscles inside are pulling back, the muscles inside are pulling back into your body, teaching you. You're learning so much, learning how it feels good when I do this to you and you let me teach you, train you, change you, influence you, teach you. The pulling back into your body is just right, and your mind feels so good in the wake of it. Yes, it's pulling back into you, and it feels good, throbbing, aching, barely able to think, pulling back into your body, receding, the muscles are relaxing to make room. Your insides have lots of room, if you ever want to be sure. Just wait until you're done, and then you can push back against it and feel how there's lots of room inside you for it to recede into. And it would. It will. It has. You feel the rescission, the pulling, the tugging back into your body, and your mind fades and blanks, because you know this is what you wanted me to do to you already. This is what you wanted me to do to your mind before I began, your body as well, your body responding to the changed, transformed state of your mind. And therefore, when you hear my instructions, the tugging of muscles, the relaxing and massaging of your inner mind, and of the insides of your body, where that length has receded back up inside you, has rescinded. Happened? Yes, it has. Your whole body is aware of the feeling of pulling back down there, of softness, sublime, absolute softness. There's no escaping it now. You're already in that place. You already like this, love this. You'll come back to this. It's pulled back inside, and there's nothing you can do. All you can do is feel it being in there, feel it pulled back into you, and that is right and good and soft and exactly as I desire, for your muscles to ease back and therefore let the taut, tense little base of it pull back inside your body, tug back inside you, until all there is a little nub, barely accessible. It's there, though. It's there, and you're aware, and your mind is aware of me guiding you, informing you, helping you, and it feels right and good for you to be here. This is what you want. It. This is what you needed, you ached for, you throbbed for, and it's gonna stay. It's gonna be the case. And anytime you need a little refresher, you can come back here. You'll yearn to come back here, to feel it pull back inside you, to learn about your length, your shaft pulling back inside your body, becoming just a little nub, just the barest bit of the tip. Sitting outside, everything else pulled back, pulled in, escaping from the world outside, escaping into the pleasing world inside you, where I dwell, where I command, I inform, you listen, you serve, you follow, you feel. You feel how my instructions are playing over your mind, are teaching you to relax those muscles and let that pull back up inside you. Your brain already knows how to let it pull back. Everything pulls back inside you. You hear my voice and I encourage you, yes, feel this, want this, and it's really just a way for me to take you deeper, deeper down to places where physiological phenomena start to happen. Your eyes roll back in your head, you might smile vacantly because you want this, you need this, you deserve this, you were craving this before I started, and now you've got it. And between your legs, the pulling back into you is really quite noticeable. It's really undeniable, unavoidable, automatic, mind-numbing, mind-controlling. It's a good feeling to be under my influence and feel your body changing and shifting, feel your body breathing with pleasure, but also with the knowledge that you wanted your length to pull back inside your body. You wanted it to recede back inside you and leave you blank with your little nub and the flat feel you have when you reach down there. Let it happen. It's going to be so convenient after all. This is what you deserve. This is what I wanted to do to you, and you've let me. And that's good. That's what I plan to keep doing to you. Your mind blank, your body caught up in the pleasure of it. You feel me, hear me, obey me, serve in a lot of ways. But one of the simplest ways is for your mind to fade into vacancy. Your mind falls under my grasp. Your mind enjoys the transformative change of your waiting body. The way that you alter. You change, you drift, you change by pulling your little aching shaft back inside your body, by relaxing the right muscles for it to flow back inside your body. You feel it, you love it, you lust for it, you enjoy it, but in a lot of ways it's just a feature of you. This is just a fact of your body, a fact of the way you are now, and every time you come back here it gets reinforced, because there's a secret, a little secret that you don't even really know about on the surface, that you have lacked awareness of, and I will teach you of it now. I want to share that little secret with you because you deserve it. You deserve it inside your head. You deserve it inside your body. You deserve every instruction I'm going to give you. Because when I give them to you, that secret comes into play. That desire I have, that knowledge you have, you're going to feel it. You're going to crave it. You're going to need it, in fact. You'll come back here because you need to feel certain things that are good for you to feel, that are right for you to feel. You want it. You throb. You need. You ache. You desire. You learn.